From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Pennsylvania, nearly 25,000 government workers are still off the job. The state's governor ordered a partial closure of state government there last night after failing to reach an agreement with the legislature on the state budget. Democrat Ed Rendell said last night he was optimistic that the situation could be reversed within 24 hours, but so far there is no sign of a resolution. Jen Rehill is the bureau chief for Public Radio Capital News in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. She's following this story and joins us from the state capitol. And Jen, tell us about what's been shut down in the state today because of this furlough.
What's been shut down are what are considered the non-essential state services and state departments. So, for instance, state parks have been shut down across the state. Museums run by the state are shut down. Driver's license centers. Those services that remain are those that are considered critical to the health and welfare and safety of Pennsylvanians. So state police are still on the job. Prison officials are still working. Welfare department officials are still available.
And somehow in here, slot machines, casinos, I believe, are still open?
That seems to be the amazing exception to this partial shutdown of state government. A judge intervened last night with an order to temporarily keep the casinos open until a hearing can happen tomorrow morning on the legalities of trying to close down that industry.
Now, the 25,000 some employees who are furloughed, they're not getting paid, and they can't be happy about that.
They're not getting paid, and they're not happy about that. They are eligible to apply for unemployment assistance. I think it remains to be seen how well the unemployment system is going to handle the applications of 25,000 people at once. Several state unions have gone to Commonwealth Court today, and there's a hearing that's been going on all day, trying to overturn the furloughs of these state workers, saying that the administration should have included the unions on determining who was essential and who was non-essential.
Well, Jen Rehill, how did things get to this impasse where Pennsylvania is without a state budget?
Where things seem to have gone off the track is that Governor Rendell attached a number of proposals to the budget and said, you know, his signature on the budget was really contingent on the legislature's passage of these issues, cutting health care costs, providing universal health care coverage for all Pennsylvanians. That's one. Another one had to do with funding alternative energy initiatives. But his package does involve a tax on homeowners and on businesses that lawmakers in the legislature just will not go along with. It's one of the biggest sticking points right now in the negotiations.
Well, how far apart are the two sides, do you think? Is there any sign of a compromise?
It's hard to say when we're going to see this problem solved. And now that this deadline by which workers would be furloughed and the state government has been shut down has been passed, some observers would say that there's not as much pressure in terms of what that deadline was providing to negotiators. Now, whether the pressure is going to increase in terms of outcry across the state about this remains to be seen.
Yeah, people tend not to like it when their government shuts down and they can't do the things they want to do.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to someone in the governor's press office. They actually had to change their phone number today because a talk radio station out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, they wanted to do an interview with the governor, and when they were unable to get that interview, gave out the number to the governor's press office on the air, and apparently people from the western part of the state were just calling and cursing at them. They were completely bombarded with phone calls. So now they've had to give out another number for the press to use so that the press can actually get through to the press office.
Jen Rehill, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Jen Rehill is Bureau Chief of Public Radio Capital News. She was talking to us from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, about the state government shutdown.